Padre Pio's intercession has touched countless lives, and today we have two incredible stories shared by our viewers who experienced just that, Padre Pio's intercession. Stay tuned to hear these remarkable testimonies.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's testimonies. Hello everyone. Before we dive into today's testimonies, I want to take a moment to express my deep gratitude to each one of you for your kindness and support. I truly appreciate every comment, every prayer, and of course, every personal testimony shared with us. So, thank you again for being a part of this journey. Today, I'm excited to share two remarkable testimonies from our viewers that highlight the incredible way Padre Pio continues to touch lives. These stories remind us of his profound connection to those who seek his help and for the miracles God works through him. Let's begin with Kathleen's testimony. She wrote, "Hello Kyle. I have experienced uncontrollable weeping in the past during confession, as well as while praying the Rosary and the Divine Mercy. However, I recently had a unique experience that I feel compelled to share, which occurred during my visit to the relics of Saint Padre Pio. To give you some context, I do not have any special devotion or close relationship with Saint Padre Pio. I include him in my daily prayers as part of my litany of saints, but that has been the extent of my connection with him. That morning, I had already been busy, so when I visited the relics of Saint Padre Pio, I was tired and simply wanted to touch my rosaries to his relics and then leave. After touching my religious items to the relics, I sat a few pews away, intending to pray briefly and then leave. However, as I placed my rosaries in my purse and said a short prayer, I was suddenly overwhelmed by uncontrollable tears. I remember also feeling a mild shaking. What was most striking about this experience was that it was sudden and came without any provocation. It felt profound and deeply moving. I knew something beautiful had just happened, but I was unsure of its meaning or why it was happening. Though I believe it was something beautiful and meaningful, I feel that there might be more to this experience that I don't fully understand. Could you help me better understand what happened in that moment? I would greatly appreciate any insight or thoughts you might have, or perhaps you could also share this with a spiritual director who is familiar with Saint Padre Pio. Thank you for your time and guidance. God bless. Best, Kathleen." Now, I have already personally responded to Kathleen, but I would like to share my response with all of you. Hello, Kathleen. First, thank you for sharing your experience and trusting me with your question. I don't consider myself an expert on these matters, nor do I personally know any spiritual director deeply familiar with Padre Pio and the mystical phenomena surrounding him. That said, I'll share a hunch, or rather my own experience with Padre Pio, that might help you understand your experience. A few years ago, while I was sick and in a sleep-like state, I had a very strange experience. It felt as if I were witnessing some kind of commotion or struggle that Padre Pio was enduring on the spiritual plane because of my sinful past. At one point, I distinctly heard him say something along the lines of, You can't imagine what I've gone through because of you. Interestingly enough, about a year later, I came across a story where Padre Pio reportedly said similar words to Father De Robert after he was shot in Algeria and miraculously came back to life. From this, my understanding is that Padre Pio works on behalf of souls in ways we can't comprehend. Your tears at that moment might have been a physical manifestation of a spiritual purification through his intercession. That's the best insight I can offer, and I hope it helps in some small way. Thank you again for sharing your story, and may God bless you. Before we continue, I want to sincerely thank everyone who responded to our donor appeal last Monday for our Protected Child of Padre Pio program. Your generosity is deeply appreciated. If you haven't had a chance to watch it yet and would like to learn more, the link is in the description below. Please check it out after this video. Now, let's move on to our second testimony, shared by Mark James. His story is one of healing and transformation. Listen to this. Hello, my name is Mark James. I'm a bit nervous about sending my story. I was always skeptical about anything to do with the supernatural. I was always black as black, white as white. When I was 28, asleep in my apartment, my younger brother woke me and asked if he could sleep with me. I said, "You're a grown man, 26. Go back to sleep." He said with a worried look, "Please, Mark, there are strange things happening in my room." So I said, "All right, sleep in beside me." At exactly 3 a.m., my bedclothes flew off my bed. Then, just outside my window, a big black dog was barking angrily at me. The strange thing is, my bedroom was 2 floors up. Just as the barking stopped, the apartment alarm went off. I ran to turn it off, and as I got to the keypad to unset it, it unset by itself. This was 1995, and the only way to turn it off was by pressing the keys on the keypad. I watched the keys press themselves. I learned a good lesson that night. There is a supernatural world. It actually exists. If there is bad, there is also good. That, for me, was proof of God. But because of the scandals with the church, I became a lukewarm Catholic. I had a bad accident at work, injured my back, and became an addict for nearly 25 years. I came across a novena of Padre Pio around the time my mother passed. 2 weeks after my mother passed, I was diagnosed with cancer, a tumor on my kidney. I was completely broken. One night, I said the novena to Saint Pio. That night, he appeared in my dream and said, "Don't worry, pray the rosary." Ever since, I can't stop praying. I linked in with a Capuchin friar here in Raheny, Dublin 5, Ireland. I got my kidney blessed with the glove of Saint Pio and then had my operation to remove the cancerous tumor. They took it out and tested it for cancer. There was absolutely no cancer there. The doctor told me I was extremely lucky because only 10% of people in the world have that same outcome with the type of cancer I had. Since then, I'm in love with life and God. After 15 years of bad addiction, I have been on and off clean since the operation. I am now going into rehab, and with God with me, my life has turned around. I am 51 years old. I want to go to heaven, but I know God wants me here for something. I hope to live 30-40 years and would like to devote my whole life to God by becoming a priest. I'm sorry this was a long story, but there was even more that happened. I just wanted to tell you the main story. Thank you, reader. I just needed to let you know about my blessing from St. Pio. Kind regards, Mark James. Thank you, Mark, for sharing your amazing testimony. These testimonies show us that Padre Pio continues to intercede powerfully, touching hearts, bringing healing, and guiding us closer to Christ. Now, if you've experienced a moment like this, or have a personal story you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. Leave your testimony in the comments or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. And don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio. Thank you for watching, and may God bless you abundantly.